Limited meeting site visit, May 18th, 2023, King Residence.
Figured you wouldn't get lost because you know next door.
I'm Rebecca.
Hi,
nice to meet you. I'm your wife.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to our house. So we actually live right next door at the Bushnell residence that we got on the registry like 8 years ago, and then we purchased this house a few years ago. We did a similar kind of restoration of the house, and our tenants, one of my tenants is actually working in the office upstairs, so she said we can peek into that room if we need to, but she's just going to keep working. Hopefully that's not a problem. And so do you guys want us to give you a little introduction, or do you want to just go look through the house, or
questions?
What do you want to do?
Do you have any questions?
Maybe a little introduction about Melemele and
Want to stand out of this?
Yeah. Should we go inside? Do you guys want to go inside?
We'll follow you.
Why don't we go inside?
It's your tour.
It comes and goes back here, but and we can look at the outside.
We'll both just go slow. We gotta go up these stairs.
He was in his, well, into his 80s, though, I think, or early 90s.
Developed the entire street. He had a close friend of his who was like a heir to a construction, local construction kind of conglomerate company, who was like, you know, this is pre-war. This guy was his friend and had bought basically what became the street, this whole area from Woodland Dairy, and wanted Price to build himself a home because they were really good friends, and his friend a home, and then homes in the future for other friends of this heir. And then he, I think, decided to move to the mainland after the war, and the war kind of changed his mind, and so he sold the home that Price built for himself and his daughter and his grandson still live in, just around the corner, like two houses up the street that way, for like $1 back then. And then allowed Price to sort of take over the development that he was planning, and then he built a lot of homes for his friends, like the Bushnells, which is the house that we live in next door, who was a UH professor and novelist, and a lot of other UH professors. So King was, I don't think he was a UH professor, but he was the president of the Audubon Society, and so I think knew Bushnells and a lot of the other kind of biologist professors at UH who had homes up and down the street. But there's a lot of other creatives and professors and people that Price, being the future like head or founder of the State Initiative for Culture and the Arts, I'm not saying it exactly, the second word is not right, but
the foundation.
Foundation, yes. He, thank you. He knew a lot of people in sort of across the field, so from arts and also architecture, and then clearly wealthy people he built homes for and residences, and knew through his work with associated architects post-war, and Conrad and Dahl pre-war is sort of where he landed. So anyway, the entire street was developed by him. In this photo, every home, if you want to pass around if I'm holding it too far away, every home was price designed and either completed or mid-construction. He built it pretty much over the decade from, he started designing it post-war, like 47, 48, and then construction started in 49 and carried through most of that decade. It was pretty much done. Many of the homes, and I'll click through in my presentation tomorrow, photos of other homes that I just kind of took from the street that you can see.
But you can see quite a few actually just from here.
Yeah, from here you can see
this house, the one above it, our house.
If you walk out on the balcony, you'll be able to see.
Yeah, our brother lives next door to us on the other side, also in a Price home. So you can actually just look out the window and...
Yeah, so I...
And most of them are actually almost in near original condition, and so...
We never got, like, a total count of how many were originally built.
It's close to 12 homes, though.
Now, I think there might have been 20 or something like that originally, because that's about how many are on the whole street now, but, you know, over half a dozen of those have been changed, but many of them... remains the same.
This one?
Yeah, so it's a very interesting neighborhood, and we sort of
this is the Bushnells, right?
This is the first town.
This home is not in that photo because it wasn't built. Aaron and Trina on the other side. This one is actually
right above us.
The one over here, and our house is not built yet.
Yeah.
Ours is built right in here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Aaron's. Ours
is
the
other.
Oh, yeah, Aaron's, ours, and this one is right here. Hasn't been built yet.
So this residence was built a little bit later than the ones in the photo. This one was...
And I have a better photo closer up of it in the presentation.
This one was in the late 50s. Ours was 1949. It was designed and it was built around 1950. And this picture is around 1950, I believe. So this house kind of was popped in this... kind of strange property. It's sort of just like right on the hill, and they just stuck it in. But the cool thing about this house when we bought it was that it was like really hadn't been touched, and it was. So if you walk through this is the main floor of the house, and this was what existed originally, and it's got all of these really neat like built-in cabinets still, and the built-in record player by the door, and all of these neat features, and the open eaves. And there's actually. Price did a renovation of this home about 10 years after the home was built. Or it was maybe five.
It was
a little bit closer, actually.
I think it was
pretty
50,
soon after they built the house.
Seven.
They actually remodeled just this one room here. So this room where is now her office that she's in there was actually a lanai. And it was open. And I'm assuming mosquitoes were in it, was my guess. But they enclosed it. And Alfred Price did that renovation as well. And then when we purchased the home, there were quite a few things that we had to kind of repair, the main thing being the railing. So that's the one thing that we've mentioned in our presentation.
Well, and the deck was not super safe, the ground too, we had to replace. It was kind of molded.
The main thing was basically you could push the railing up. So the railing was actually about 3 feet tall, also very dangerous. And I can actually show you, the blueprints are right here from the plan if you want to look specifically at what, because when we've got the house, we're not sure, I'm sure that it had been redone already by the time we bought the house, but when we redid it, we brought it up to code. So we had to bring the railing up a bit, so that's kind of the main change that we had to do when we did the renovation.
Was it solid panel like that?
It did
not.
You
know, when we
bought
it, it was not solid. It was slatted. But in the pictures, it appears that there was some type of board that was around it. And then under the house was an open carport. And that's also what we did, is we enclosed the carport, and we basically added more square footage to the downstairs. That was just a big open mess. When the previous...
This is the original.
The previous owners were here.
This is not copies.
These aren't even blueprints. These are like actual graphite on...
Yeah, these are the actual original...
Yeah.
This is the first time I've pulled them out since I first. But yeah, feel free to walk
and
through.
Our best guess, because we're not architects, was looking at the neighbors. If you walk onto the balcony and look up this way, in here, it's still under construction, so you can't really see in this photo, but their balconies are similar to what we tried to do here, that kind of enclosed panel. That was from his original design.
And the acoustic panels here were here when you came to?
Everything pretty much we just like painted and repaired
this main
level, other than the railing. Yeah.
And these, like, let's talk about acoustic panels. He had speakers.
Yeah, so we painted this because it was really dilapidated and messed up, but you can actually access these from the other side, and I believe that he would play the music through these.
Yeah.
And then he's got, like, built-in record player over here. It's got some cool... These are, like, original hardwire with these,
that's
little,
great. Got the...
these little cool things.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he originally started out as
a
furniture maker, like back in Austria. And
Prince,
when he first got here, he was making furniture for clients.
Yeah.
And so in all of the homes that we've had the good fortune to walk into, there was always some built-in special price thing that he designed and built for that home. Cabinets like this, the speaker kind of mesh that we pointed out.
One of the main features is his slanted drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you see it here. We have it all over our house, and you'll even see he has built-in closets in each of the bedrooms that have the slanted drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very like price specific that you
yeah.
know. Yeah.
That the slant, and you can see in the slanted window on.
And even
too,
you know some of these features like these screen doors, they pop it in, which are just amazing.
Yeah,
there's just some
cool.
really unique, amazing
yeah.
details that. That's what I love about Price's architecture. It just has such amazing details and
practical.
That he's thought about. But yeah, feel free to walk through the bedrooms. And
So the other houses in this neighborhood have similar details?
The ones that we've
the
been
ones
able
we've
to
seen,
walk
yeah.
into all have special features like that. Our brother's down there has, and ours originally had two, which this house doesn't. It's not called Scratchwood. I can't remember the name of it.
The Weltex Combwood.
Yeah, it's a Combwood. But we actually
yeah,
had a
I
bunch.
Know all
of,
about it now.
We had a bunch in our house that was pulled off, and then we took that on in certain areas because it's such a neat material, and we couldn't find it anywhere else.
There's only one spot that still makes it.
Yeah.
West Coast.
And they still make it. In a few houses, including ours and one at the top of the street, he designed fireplaces that were very like Bauhaus, because that he grew right across the street where he grew up in Vienna was from the like Bauhaus architecture building, and he used to like
mm-hmm.
go over there and see it. So he has this very kind of brutalist concrete fireplace in our house, and at the top that sold a few years ago has a really cool one similar to it too. So he would always have a special feature. In our house, before we moved in, we have only seen some pictures of it. He like designed a dining table, he designed desks.
We got it from the original.
Yeah, the original owners took the
furniture.
The green light is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Most of the homes we've seen have awnings above like that, but they're more square.
Mm-hmm.
This angle, I haven't been seeing this, it's just really cool, but it is a distinctive feature from this having the slatted roofs to various degrees of dramatic angle and not. So at the top of it, if you guys see on your way out, drive up, you'll see it from the road. They call it the butterfly house. Because it's got roofs that go in two directions at pretty dramatic slants, and all of the homes have a version of that. Like my brother's, as you can see right here, if you look at his roof, and it comes up this way down, and the back goes like that. So the blue house is my
I mean, one thing you see in pretty
so
much all the homes
thing.
Are these huge panes of glass, like I mentioned before.
Yeah.
But you can see even over here, they have these. Like awnings to let the air in, and then just huge panes of glass all over the place. So a lot of his work, it feels very indoor-outdoor flow. You almost feel like
focus.
You're outside when you're inside. And
those are like what make him, and I'll editorialize here, like an equal contemporary to Ossipoff. Like Ossipoff is famous for the indoor-outdoor, bringing modernism to the islands and trying to bring the the tropical lifestyle in through his designs, his screened-in lanais, his windows, and Price, very much as his contemporary and worked with him on certain projects post-war, did his spin and his version on that. So all of these homes have, as Rebecca is saying, that indoor-outdoor feel because they just bring so much light in through the windows, through the screens that pocket fully open. We've seen that in many of his homes.
No, thank you.
We kind of, when we bought this house, we were initially like, let's get the whole neighborhood and let's just do this all at once. And it just, and we literally went to every house, all of our friends, we took photos of the whole neighborhood. We kind of canvassed and everyone was like interested, but it was just, you know, it's a lot of effort to kind of go through the process, to write the papers, to find someone to help you do it. It's just a complicated thing. So we were like, you know what, let's just get ours done. We know that our brother Aaron eventually wants to do his house, which is on the other side of us. We know Laka, he'd like to do it, who's the grandson
Laka
of
Price.
Alfred Price. So we sort of kind of decided to take the approach, let's just go one by one, we'll get everybody, and then as soon as we kind of like get enough, then we'll go for the neighborhood distinction. And that is kind of the dream and the goal.
And so we thought, well, we can nominate the only other house that we are capable of right now, and hopefully if we get historic for this home, that will be another thing we can take to the rest of the neighborhood to encourage them of like, look, this is an opportunity to preserve and protect the entire neighborhood and encourage them to keep their homes like in as preserved and pristine condition as possible. Even this neighbor next door bought the home that has been abandoned. Not this green home, but next to it, when you see it just kind of looks like an abandoned falling down.
There's actually a house. The house doesn't exist anymore. It's
there's
just
no
a garage. It was literally left to be swallowed by the jungle
for like 30 years.
And they literally had to tear the actual house down.
So the whole neighborhood was worried, like, is somebody going to just buy it and build a monster home or something that doesn't fit into the neighborhood? And so we, you know, at the very least, we've got the neighborhood rallied to meet with the person who bought that and encourage them. What's your design? What are you thinking of doing?
And he seems pretty,
he seems
wanting to do something that feels like it's going to fit in. But it won't be an original price.
It won't be an original price, but he's interested in the mid-century kind of how it fit into the neighborhood. So the more we can encourage the neighborhood to not completely, like, I don't know too many other neighborhoods being born and raised and growing up here that have such a distinct, singular vision of architecture on this island. And if we can help preserve and encourage that to stay the case and not just change over time, that would be
a
personal mission of ours.
Because most of the people who have bought homes recently that are Price homes, when we talked to them, they bought it because it was a Price home was one of the features of why they bought it. They loved the design of it. They're unique homes, you know? They're very different. Hard to find.
And a lot of people grew up, were like born and raised and grew up on in the neighborhood, and so they feel very like this neighbor grew up in a Price home
house
at the top of the street.
Yeah.
And then family, you know, someone else got it, they had to sell it, but so he bought this one and he's like super passionate about it. That is a lot of it, obviously, just their grandson. So we feel pretty good, like, they'll want to do it, or Marco will want to do it, my brother will want to do it, that'll be five. And there's other neighbors that are interested, but need more.
What else has this looked out? Is this all?
Yeah.
Is this C or B and C? There we go.
It's C. We couldn't find enough about the residents of King to feel confident to like supporting C or B. I think he was a well-known figure at the time, but I just see his architecture. He is the person in the cave, right? You mean for price more
it
than
could be for
as well. Yeah, asbestos.
Yeah, we did that for our house next door, but more for Bushnell,
who's
a famous novelist, than Price. I didn't know you could nominate the architect as well as their place for a B.
Oh, well,
Under C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up, yeah.
In fact, that's probably would be a recommendation.
To just do C. Good. I didn't blow it.
Well, you're brave to take it on. I'm glad you love seeing homeowners take it on.
Yeah, well.
We didn't love
living on the street.
We didn't really know what we fell into when we bought the house, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And we just loved the house next door, and we bought it, and then we sort of slowly started uncovering the history of Price, and then it's become like a big part of our life all of a sudden.
And it's been a joy, like Graham knows, because you did a talk on it at the Little Strand House last year, but like there's been a, since we purchased that home, we'd never heard of Price. Nobody we knew had heard of Price.
No,
10 years ago.
Yeah.
He was kind of lost to history,
yeah.
Other than the Arizona Memorial.
Yeah.
His residential architecture,
yeah.
His state foundation work, like his designing, planning of like the Capitol District. People don't really, like he was a huge titan in the local scene and fingers in many different areas. He threw like the largest culture and the arts ball that had like was on Life magazine like 1954.
Promoted historic preservation.
Promoted parks
yeah.
and conservation. And just he was kind of lost to history. And so in the past 3 years, in 5 years, he's been really rediscovered, reclaimed in life with the talks that you gave, with the work of Axel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to murder his last name if you want to say it, but...
Schnitzelbacher?
Yes, thank you.
Almost, thank you. I keep mixing up Martin calls him Schnitzelberger.
And
yeah.
Professor
McGuire.
So he had a lot of details.
Schnitzberger, is that
right? Yeah.
Schmitzenberger. Yeah,
he's
an Austrian architect from
yeah,
LA.
Yeah. He's all into it.
Price has become his passion,
uh-huh.
And he put on several. You may have gone.
I went to that
at the Capitol and at Pearl Harbor exhibits on Price. It was also at the Austrian Embassy
yeah.
in New York, all in the past year, and talks here at the Lillestrand House. Kind of making people reaware of what a master he was. So it's cool for us to see that, having, like, I wrote an article for Hanaho 10 years ago, just when I was doing my research and I was a freelance writer for Hanaho, and I pitched them the story so I could get deeper into my research. I was just doing as, like, you know, late at night passion project, who was this guy? How,
yeah.
Where did he come from? And thought it was an amazing story. So to see him rediscovered by other people in time from that, and other people kind of taking the torch and like Axel and you guys is super cool.
Remember with it for sure.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. And if you guys are interested, if you want to peek into the office, you're welcome
Schmitzberg.
To do that as well. And like I said, we enclosed the downstairs space, so if you guys want to take a peek at that, it's completely new construction, has nothing to do with the original house, but we basically took the open carport that was downstairs and we just enclosed it. So if you guys want to take a look at that as well, you're welcome to. We can go around the outside.
The horizontal lattice
yes.
work,
so,
that angle, was that original?
Yes, so basically if you look at the plans, what
mm-hmm.
we did is we really, when we enclosed the downstairs, we wanted it to feel like it was still the way it was originally. And actually, when we bought the house, this lattice, so if you see, I should probably go downstairs to
explain
it.
When you're outside.
But there's basically lattice work along
right,
this that's at an angle.
Right.
And that originally, when we looked at the plans, was extended to about here.
Okay.
And then there was space for one car.
Okay.
And so, but when we bought the house, it had been cut all the way to the edge of the patio. So that whole area was a two-car garage now that they created at some point in the last 50 years. And so when we basically enclosed the downstairs space, I decided to kind of make it hidden in the way it was originally. We added this new lattice work
to kind of pull it forward so that you don't come up and see the windows or anything downstairs. It just looks the way it did from the original blueprint. So we did our best to kind of make it seamlessly blend into the original architecture, but there is new square footage down there, so it's actually gorgeous down there. There's beautiful windows as well. You can see the view.
Speaking of windows, what were the original type of windows?
So I believe, these are original, and this was replaced at that point.
Yeah.
We didn't replace this, but...
You know, from the drawings, what they were?
I believe they were just three. They were exactly like this, so they were three on. Yeah. So in our house, we had the same issue, but we actually built brand new wooden windows at our house next door. But the previous owners put in, what's that material, like a metal windows.
It might have been, what do they call it? They have this bathroom in it too.
That makes sense. And then probably the windows out there.
In our home, the master bedroom bathroom is small. In the blueprints for our house, in the master bedroom, they had a his and her twin beds. In the blueprint for the home. Like the Bush and I was like, we're going to get separate beds now.
Yeah.
At least it was different rooms.
Yeah.
See that too.
So you can see how it was. So when we bought the house, it was like that, and there were two car garages.
Gotcha.
So we did this to sort of just play with that look of it. And so here's where you can see how the railing is different. It was basically straight across.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to go up, and it just didn't connect once we had to go up with the lines. The owner that we bought it from had them. Literally,
amazing find.
Literally in the pile of junk in the garage.
Sure it is.
Under this house was just filled with junk. Every time we drove up our driveway, you just see trash. And this was somewhere
in.
When we bought the house, we were like, please, if you go through it, everything, if you find the blueprints, please, like, we'd love to have them. They found them.
This is even better than the blueprints. That's the actual.
And it's amazing they weren't like. Torn apart.
Yeah. And honestly, there's been many owners of this house. So with the Bushnell house, it was just the Bushnells and then us. This has had almost six owners or something. Oh, every 10 to 20 years it's been sold.
Wow.
Yeah. So even more amazing.
It's amazing that we
still
have these.
Are you
going to throw these out of that blind print? Well, so a lot of these are stamped in the old templates, right? No, because like the graphite.
Just needed one set, maybe. Right here in the middle, and work on it.
That was my first job.
How can you?
Wow.
Are we going downstairs to look in there?
Chemicals still in my system.
I think you go downstairs from downstairs, Chandra. I think if we do go in, I think we have to do it from downstairs. I don't think there's an internal staircase.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's just what I was wondering.
I'm a little worried about time myself.
Got
a 2 o'clock appointment.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to cut short our business, of course. First things first.
Me too.
This would have been like that.
Yeah.
This is hard work now.
bring a fresh perspective. I love the idea about a district. It's so hard to do in Hawaii. You know,
I think they're just going to peek in real quick.
Yes. Do you guys want to peek in the downstairs?
Peek in real quick.
Certified that it's a contributing building, so you have to do a mini nomination.
Yeah. Oh, and he had, I was trying to describe me like, oh, I'd love to do like a planted door that could be this way.
You want to go one side or you can look here.
So we had to add this when we added the downstairs, we had to put an interior staircase for it to be illegal.
This is very nice. Oh my goodness. Look at the doors.
Yeah. So I think that if it's...
Just throw it down.
A beautiful space, and you know, where did we get that from?
Yeah.
The doors.
Yeah.
So actually, my parents recently moved to a new house, and these doors were at the house, and they didn't want to use them anymore. So I took them and I put them in. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know it looks bad. Only 15 minutes. Okay. So maybe we should come at 10 or so? And this is everyone, or does it go all day? So it's not going to be all day. It'll only be a couple hours. Okay. So we'll talk. And is it in the same location where it was by U Lakes on that?
You know where the
I guess we'll come around 10. That sounds good.
starts at 9:30 p.m. Okay.
10, yeah.
Okay.
Let me,
and if you think...
I can, I've been texting folks to let them know, like, what time. So let me get... I don't know if I have a number, you guys. Let me get that now. Yeah. Are we gonna go? Okay.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun day.
Really,
it's
great seeing
properties.
Yeah. Great.
Is that an 808 number?
Yeah. My number? I'll give you. Yeah, I'll give you mine. 457-9199.
Okay. All right. So I'll text you a heads up.
Okay. Great. We'll come at least right now.
Okay.
We'll be there.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.